Welcome home. I made your favorite for dinner. Chicken parmesan, just how your mother used to make it. You still like that, right? Oh, your face. Well, I suppose I should have expected that reaction. It's been 15 years after all. Don't you recognize me? It's me, Lily. From elementary school. We were in class together all 5 years. You don't remember? We used to play together every day at recess. I always wore that blue dress with a white collar, and you said it made me look like Alice in Wonderland. Please, sit down. The food will get cold. I've been planning this dinner for weeks. Well, I've been planning this reunion for years, actually, but the dinner just took weeks. Please, sit. I promise I'll explain everything. There we go. That's better. It's so surreal, finally being here with you after all this time. Your apartment is exactly how I pictured it would be. I especially love these bookshelves. You always did enjoy reading adventure stories. I see your tastes have matured to thrillers now. I've read every book on that shelf too, you know. I wanted to understand what captivates your mind these days. Eat, please. I followed your mom's recipe exactly. Yes, of course I know your mom's recipe. I learned everything about you. That shouldn't surprise you. You do like it. I can tell by the way your shoulders just relaxed. You always did that as a child, too. When you were enjoying something, your whole body would just soften. Some things never change, do they? You still don't remember me, do you? That's okay. I remembered enough for the both of us. I never forgot a single detail about you. Not your favorite color, blue, but a specific navy blue, like the night sky. Not your allergy to strawberries, not the way you always tie your left shoelace first, not the little scar on your elbow when you fell off the monkey bars in second grade. I also remember how you hated the crusts on your sandwiches, but you'd eat them anyway because your dad said they'd make your hair curly. They didn't, by the way. Your hair is still straight as can be. Still so soft, though. I was devastated when your family moved away. I cried for weeks. My parents thought I was being dramatic. You're only 10, you'll make new friends, they said. But they didn't understand. They couldn't understand what we had. Don't look at me like that. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm devoted. There's a difference. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me help you remember. Do you remember this? It's the note you wrote on your last day at elementary school. See? That's your handwriting. Dear Lily, I'm sorry I have to move away. You're my best friend. One day, when we're grown-ups, I'll come back and marry you. I promise. I see it in your eyes. You're starting to remember. Yes, we were inseparable. You, me, and that red Power Rangers backpack you carried everywhere. You were the red ranger, and I was the pink ranger when we played at recess. Those were perfect days. I've kept this safe after all these years. It's a little worn now, but I've been so careful with it. It's our contract, after all, our promise. Oh, you're wondering how I found you? Well, after you moved, I made your parents promise to send holiday cards. They only sent them for like 2 years before they stopped. That wasn't very nice of them. But I'm resourceful. I found your first Facebook profile when we were 15. You weren't very active, but it was enough to know which high school you went to. After that, well, social media makes keeping track of people so much easier, doesn't it? I followed your whole journey, your graduation, your choice to attend a state college, your first apartment with those awful roommates who never clean their dishes. I've been with you every step of the way. You just didn't know it. I was at your college graduation. Did you know that? Sitting in the back row, I took a perfect photo of you receiving your diploma. Do you want to see it? No? Well, that's all right. We have plenty of time for sharing memories, both old and new ones. What's that? No, I don't think it's strange at all. We made a promise. Promises are sacred, especially between soulmates. We are soulmates. I've always known it, and deep down, you know it too. I mean, why else would you have promised to marry me? Even at 10 years old, you recognized our connection. Children see truth so much more clearly than adults. All those social constructs and norms haven't corrupted their perception yet. Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean I should have moved on, found someone else? I tried, you know, in high school. I dated a boy called Michael. Anyways, he looked a little like you. Same hair, same height. But he wasn't you. He learned that lesson rather painfully. But that's all in the past now. What matters is that we're finally together again. Just like fate had intended. I hope you don't mind. But I've already moved some of my things in. Just essentials for now. The rest will come gradually. I cleared some space in your closet. I noticed you never wear these shirts on the left anyway. I've also observed that you're very neat with your belongings. I appreciate that about you. We're compatible that way. I've always been organized too. Remember how I used to arrange my colored pencils in perfect rainbow order? Some habits never change. You're still looking confused. Overwhelmed, maybe? I understand. This is a lot to process all at once. Finding out that someone has loved you so completely, so patiently for 15 years? It's a lot to take. I get it. Let me make something very clear. I am not some random stalker. I'm the girl you promised to marry. I'm the one who's been waiting faithfully while you dated all of those other girls who were so wrong for you. Like Melissa from your sophomore year, who cheated on you, or Rebecca, who never appreciated your sense of humor. They never understood you like I do. How do I know about them? Oh, I told you. I've been with you every step of the way. I know about the B-minus he got in organic chemistry that made you cry in your car. I know about the time you got food poisoning from that super sketchy food truck and spent 2 days in the bathroom. I know how you sleep with one leg outside the covers when it's too warm. I know everything about you. The real you. Not just the version you show to everyone else. I've watched you when you didn't know anyone was looking. That's when people are most authentic. Don't you think? Don't pull away. Please. I've wanted so long to touch you again. 15 years of dreaming about this moment. You don't need to be afraid of me. I would never hurt you. Unless you forced me to, of course. But you wouldn't do that, would you? You're too kind-hearted. Too honorable. You're a man who keeps his promises. Oh, I made dessert too. Your favorite? Chocolate cake with vanilla frosting. Though, I noticed you've been ordering red velvet more recently from that bakery near your office. Is that your new favorite? I can adjust. I want everything to be perfect for us. You haven't touched your wine. It's a good vintage. 2012? The year you won that spelling bee in middle school? I thought it would be symbolic. Please, drink. Celebrate with me. Today is the beginning of our life together. Your face is so pale. Are you all right? Is the food not good? I practiced that recipe like 7 times to get it perfect. Oh, okay. You're worried about work tomorrow. Don't worry. I called in sick for you. Yes, silly. I know your boss's number. I know all your important contacts. I've done my research thoroughly. You have the next 3 days off. Enough time for us to start adjusting to our new life together. You're still looking resistant. I understand. This is overwhelming. Change is always difficult, even good change. But look, I need you to understand this, okay? I am not leaving. Ever. The universe brought us back together after 15 years. I mean, do you know the statistical probability of us ending up in the same city together? It's fate. I've waited patiently. I've sacrificed everything to follow you. I've loved you from afar, respecting your journey, knowing that eventually we would come full circle. I wouldn't do that. Put the phone down. It's, temporarily unavailable. And your neighbors? Well, they're under the impression we've been dating for months. Miss Geller from 3B thinks we're adorable together. She, even gave me your spare key when I, forgot mine last week. Oh, such a sweet old lady. But enough about the logistics. Let's focus on us. On our future. I've been planning our wedding since I was 10 years old. I'm thinking a spring ceremony. Not too big, not too small. Just perfect. Your mother would have loved to be there. May she rest in peace. I intended her funeral, you know. You look so broken. It took everything in me not to comfort you that day. You're not alone anymore. You'll never be alone again. I promise you that. And unlike some people, I keep my promises. Would you stop looking at the door? I mean, you're not seriously thinking of leaving, are you? That would be very disappointing. Oh, I almost forgot. I have a gift for you. Here, open it. Well, do you recognize it? It's the friendship bracelet you made me in fourth grade. The red and blue one. I've worn it every day for 15 years. See how the colors have faded? But I've been so careful with it. I only take it off to shower. I made you a matching one. Same pattern, same colors. I want you to wear it. Always. Give me your wrist. Your wrist, please. There. Now we match. Like we were always meant to. This feels right, doesn't it? Us together again. The way it should have been all along. You still seem kind of hesitant. Don't you want to be with me? After everything I've done to find you again? I understand this is sudden for you, but I need you to know that there is no scenario where I leave here without you accepting our destiny together. I've invested too much, sacrificed too much, loved too much. Don't worry about practical matters. I've taken care of everything. Your lease is up in 2 months anyway, and I found us such a cute house in the suburbs. It has a yard for future children and everything. I was thinking two children would be perfect. A boy and a girl. The boy first, of course, to protect his little sister. Oh, you look tired. We've been talking for, mostly I've been talking. But that's okay. We have a lifetime for you to open up to me. It's getting late. We should probably get some rest. Don't worry. I'm not going to jump your bones. Not now, anyway. I'm not going to rush you. I'll take the couch tonight. Just tonight, though. I've waited 15 years. I can wait a little longer for everything else. I'll clean up. You look tired. Why don't you go get ready for bed? What's wrong? You should know there's nowhere to go. The doors are locked, and I have the keys. Besides, you wouldn't want to leave me all alone after our reunion, would you? That would break my heart. And you really don't want to break my heart. Because I've given it completely to you. Forever. Go ahead. I'll be here in the morning, and the next morning, and every morning after that. Sweet dreams, my love. Tomorrow is the first day of our forever.